www.thebeatmaster.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Allison. Hi, Allison. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
How you doing, darling?
Pretty good.
How can I help?
Well, I have struggled with eczema my whole life. I'm 21 now, and
okay.
It seems to be worse than ever. And in a way, I feel like I am eating healthier than I ever have. And I take a lot of supplements, including a really good fish oil. I take probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a lot of whole fruits and vegetables and a lot of whole grains. I have a feeling I might have an issue with. But I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions other than topical steroids that can help my eczema. I have it all over my hands and the creases of my elbows.
Well, a couple of things. You say you're eating healthier than you ever have, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so tell me what a typical day looks like for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I typically eat either a bowl of oatmeal, hot oatmeal with flaxseed and coconut oil in it. And then lunch, I have either a big salad or some kind of sandwich with lettuce and tomato. I like to eat a salad on my sandwich. And dinner varies. I usually have vegetables with meat and some kind of grain, generally.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad. Do you drink milk much at all or eat milk, cheese?
I really don't. I do eat some cheese, but I really don't drink a lot of milk. I do have creamer in my coffee, but that's about it.
Okay. So do you do coffee every day?
Not every day, but some days.
Okay. How is your stress levels?
That is something I think might be an issue. I do have some stress.
Okay.
I think I hold it in my gut.
Do you have a lot of? Are you in school or anything? Or
I have been. I recently graduated.
Oh, congratulations!
I'm married in a couple months, so that's pretty stressful.
Well, that might be a little reason why things are flared up a little bit. I mean, there's big changes in life. So, you know, that even though it's exciting and it's fun, all that kind of thing, still can be stressful. Now, is it something that you've dealt with? Is it always been this severe, or is this the worst it's ever been?
I really think it's the worst it's ever been, other than when I was really young, and it, you know, I just didn't know how to take care of it, and it got pretty bad then, but it's not been this bad since then.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I actually work in a health food store.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Well, a couple things I would say to you. One, with eczema, the first thing you want to cut out is you want to cut out milk products, and you've already done that. So the second piece of it is to cut out the grains. So even the oatmeal, which I know is supposed to be so healthy, but cutting out oatmeal and cutting out any wheat products, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that sort of thing, completely, for at least 8 weeks. Because if it contains gluten in it at all, at any capacity, and you have a skin condition that's inflammatory, like eczema, it really can be a trigger. And it takes about 7.5 weeks of going cold turkey to get that out of your system for it to make an impact in your overall health. And that might be something you want to look at. And just at least you know, try for sure. Now, the other piece of it, doing the fish oil, right? Not the gel caps. So you're taking the oil? Is that what you told me, Allison?
Uh-huh. Yes, I am actually taking the fish oil and the gel cap.
Oh, and the gel cap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would ditch the gel caps and go with the oil itself. And okay. If you're just because it takes 14 gel caps to equal one tablespoon. And when you've got a skin condition like eczema that's pretty bad, usually most people will suggest about a couple of tablespoons a day for a period of time to see how. So, I mean, that would be like 28 gel caps a day. It's a lot. And another piece about the gel caps is that a lot of times they have to heat the fish oil to get them in there in the manufacturing process. And sometimes it can make the fish oil go rancid, which, as you know, can possibly turn it into a trans fat, which would not be the best. So that's just a little piece, too, to look into. I'll tell you another little secret. Just this transition of getting married and all, the subconscious mind can play some pretty big tricks on you and put a lot of undue stress. That might be something just to consider, that one of the flare-ups. And that's why really getting the body to kind of regulate itself, giving it the nutrients that it needs, making sure that it's not deficient, making sure that the bacterial flora and all that is equaled out and it's doing okay. All that can make a big difference in your overall health. So just keep that in mind as you're going through this. But the eczema itself is, even though the creams and all that may make it feel better, it's not coming, obviously, from the outside in. It's coming from the inside out. So whatever's going on in the gut is going to show itself on the skin. And that's what you have probably in the middle of it all. But it sounds like you're eating well. I would just probably look into maybe modifying a little bit, cutting out the grains completely, and getting the right amount of omega-3s and the probiotics and all that in your system, and just see how your body does. I mean, I'm sure you've been to a dermatologist, but again, the standard of care for that is looking at it from the outside in, creams and lotions and all. That can help. They can. But usually it's not going to get to the root of it. Okay? But keep me posted how it goes. Congratulations, by the way, on finishing up school at 21. That's great. It means you finished a little bit early, I think. And for getting married. All right, hope it goes well. We're here for you any way we can be. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can go online, shoot me an email, getwellradio.com. Be glad to answer it as part of the show or answer it in private, whatever you prefer. Ex-NFL star's death is now likely to spur questions about concussions. So here we go. The apparent suicide of retired NFL star linebacker Junior Seau is likely to raise questions about the possible role of a brain disorder that results from repeated concussions, according to Scientific American. Seau, who is 43, was found dead Wednesday in his California home after reportedly shooting himself in the chest. It's unknown what may have prompted him to commit suicide, authorities said, but repeated concussions can cause a condition called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, which can produce dementia and other types of cognitive dysfunction. The National Football League has had to contend with the growing incidence of CTE. And in 2011, former NFL safety Dave Dareson committed suicide by shooting himself in the chest and left instructions that his brain be used for research for CTE. No reports have emerged so far that Seau suffered from dementia-like symptoms. The test will be needed to determine if he actually had CTE. So interesting. And as this gained more press around it and more research, it'll be interesting to see what happens along with the NFL and even college level and high school level and what we see in the research. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week
to give back to the community, that's you, to empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1751.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1794.69, $897.35 for a half ounce, or $448.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1794.69, $897.35, and $448.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness providers are healthcare providers, coaches that can take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Nutrition and lifestyle-based information and care that we always talk about. So you can always get in touch with those folks. They say, subsidizing exercise and fitness-related lifestyles, which we really don't do enough of. I mean, we see shows on TV, and we say, oh, that's great, and people are losing weight, and, oh, that's just awesome. Well, what about for your own lifestyle? Because they're saying now that these fitness-related lifestyles, exercising, working out, it doesn't have to be in a weight room, but just an active lifestyle in middle age could significantly reduce the ballooning cost of healthcare in later years, a new study of more than 20,000 people suggests. Now, the study slated for Thursday presentation at the American Heart Association's meeting in Atlanta found that the fit middle-aged men and women had significantly lower medical expenses later in life compared to people who failed to stay in shape. The more fit study participants had 38% lower medical costs many years later, measured by Medicare and other insurance claims from 1999 through 2009. We wanted to determine if higher levels of physical fitness in middle age are associated with lower costs later in life. And the study author, Dr. Justin Bachman, who said, we found that fitness confers dividends later in life, even when other risk factors such as smoking, high blood pressure, and obesity are controlled for. The implications of the findings give credence to efforts like Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign. He said the First Lady had initiated a project aimed at reducing childhood obesity through exercise and proper nutrition. Levels of fitness were determined by a treadmill test during metabolic equivalence, or METs, and Bachman said the higher the METs, the more fit a person is. People who exercise regularly perform better on the test because they have a greater aerobic capacity, which translates into better cardiorespiratory health and lower cost later in life. He said the study was in collaboration with the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center and the Cooper Institute, both in Dallas. Researchers screened participants for previous heart attacks, strokes, and cancer, and of the 20,000 people giving a healthy designation, 16,000 were men, 4,000 were women, with an average age of 51. When Medicare costs and other insurance payments were compared, the average age was about 72. Bachman said that study participants were drawn from the Cooper Center longitudinal study, a respiratory of health-related data from close to 100,000 patients. And this was over the past few decades, but many of the studies now shown that will reduce the effect of the confounding factors. So the bottom line is that we know that fitness lifestyles will reduce the BMI and will decrease the chances of you getting some of the major health challenges like diabetes or high blood pressure, cholesterol, and arthritis, fibromyalgia, and the like. So anyway, our lifestyle is everything. Remember that. And so the choices you make today really will determine what we do tomorrow. And, you know, it's one thing for you to be in your 20s and 30s and start exercising. I've exercised my entire life, I mean, pretty much. And I can tell you this, for me personally, it's been one of the greatest tools for me. I mean, I always feel strong with vitality, energetic. I mean, I think even as hard as I go, and I go 900 miles an hour in my own life. I mean, from work, I mean, you just would be amazed, and I'm amazed. I mean, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying it's my lifestyle, my eating habits, the things I teach you here on the show, my own fitness for my own life that have really, really kept me going through the years. And I feel better today than I did 20 years ago. I really do. And I feel like I'm in a better place. And it's because I have lived a fitness lifestyle. I got into it when it wasn't really that cool to be into it. I just always have had a passion for it. And it became trendy really about 10 to 12 years ago. And now, of course, you've got fitness centers and you've got personal training and you've got gyms and you have, I mean, it's everywhere. And if you'll embrace that, of course, we're still fatter as a nation than we've ever been. If you'll embrace this lifestyle and make it a part of your life, you'll be amazed at what can happen with your overall fitness goals, but your health goals when you're dealing with taking four or five medications and you add in living a healthy lifestyle, making better lifestyle choices, making better eating choices, creating better habits for yourself, and what really can transpire in your health and in your life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well. What's up?
Well, you know, I haven't had too many health problems as you. I started working out whenever it wasn't fashionable either. But lately, I'm 44 years old, and I just have a throbbing pain in my left leg that will not go away. I haven't had it checked out. I got a family, so family comes first, and I've got a busy schedule as far as work-wise. And, you know, I'm active, not obese by any means, but it just will not go away.
So the pain in your leg started when?
I guess about 2 months ago, and I thought it was from lifting something really heavy. I actually run my own business, and it's a demanding business to where I'm on the go pretty much six, 8 hours a day and driving three to 4 hours to and from jobs. And what it is even whenever I'm driving right now, I can see, I know the pain's there, but whenever I wake up in the morning, in fact, to get out of bed and lift my left leg up, it hurts. I mean, it's like not a sprain or not a strain or anything like that. It just doesn't go away.
What you probably have is you've got a disc issue, a degenerated disc in the lower back, which is putting some inflammation and pressure around the nerve, which runs down into your leg, controls the muscles, but also is giving you more of a neurological pain. My bet for you, I would go see a chiropractic physician. Here's why. It's a non-surgical method, and it probably can be corrected by some treatments that they would do that are non-invasive. A lot of people freak out over that sort of thing, but it's really not. There's 101 ways to do it. And there's some non-invasive ways that can probably help you quite a bit. That's the route I would go and maybe get a consultation, see where they go from there. You could do a DO, but most DOs today have abandoned the manipulative part of that medicine, and the DC way is the way to go. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Would this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Virginia, you're next with us. How can I help?
Yes, Dr. Issa, it's good to speak with you.
Good to talk with you.
I have had this nagging pain in my lower back for years. Okay. And I guess it was about 10 years ago I was diagnosed with facet joint arthritis and some scoliosis in my lumbar spine. And it seems the only treatment that's available as far as a doctor, that doctors I've seen for it to treat me, has been steroid injections and medications, pain medications, and I can't seem to, you know, try to get away from that. I don't know what else I can do besides those things, instead of those things. I would like to get away from that.
So the pain meds seem to be the only thing that works for you, right?
Yes.
And what treatments have you had? You've just been to your – tell me kind of the route that you've gone so far.
I've gone to a pain clinic. But before that, I doctor that diagnosed me with the and did work up on me, you know, did MRI and all that, and diagnosed me with this arthritis in my back and the scoliosis. And that was what he had advised me would be the thing for me to do, is to see a pain doctor, you know.
Well, and so you've been doing that. You've seen a pain doctor, and
for about 10 years.
10 years, and you never had any. Do you ever go into any physical therapy? Did you ever do chiropractic care? Any of that? Yeah, I would look into some of those alternative methods because, again, when you've got scoliosis and you've got degeneration within the spine and arthritis, there are a lot of natural alternative methods that can work. There's laser therapy that can be very helpful. And until you've gone that route, and again, you've been taking pain meds, so there's probably been more degeneration happen, because that's another thing that either physical therapy or chiropractic-based care can do as a non-surgical alternative, is that it can work on the stability of the spine and keep it from degenerating, keeping the disc healthy, and just a host of things like that. So if you've never gone that route, I would look at that, at least get a consultation maybe with both of them, see which one is a better fit for you, and then go from there. Because at this point, you're taking the pain meds, and everybody's just kind of said, well, it is what it is. So to be a little bit more aggressive and get some other treatments to see how it would respond with your body, at least you could get a consultation, talk with some of those folks, and come up with a potential game plan. And I would definitely look at, because you're looking at inflammatory condition too. So inflammation is a big key. And your eating habits, your lifestyle habits, someone to coach you along that way is going to be important. And doing some form of blood work or some form of testing to see what type of nutritional deficiencies either you have or you don't have. See, all those will play, you know, kind of hand in hand and play a role in what you're dealing with. So just a couple things to think about. But keep me posted. You can always send me an email, too, at getwellradio.com. That's a good route to go, though. You don't have to be stuck where you are just taking pain meds and just throwing your hands up going, it just is what it is, and oh, well. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, you know what I'm going to say, they're diet and lifestyle related. So the choices that we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. But the question is, what kind of choices are we going to make? That's the key. It's about making better lifestyle choices, understanding that you play a role in this, that no one else is going to do this for you. Now, we've got Mother's Day coming up, of course, and we want to honor our mothers in every way, because they are very special to us. And, you know, we can't live without Mom, that's for sure. Well, we're talking about now, too, that we're seeing that more babies are overweight, and the moms don't really know. Because moms love their little kids so much. And just, oh, isn't little Johnny cute, and isn't little Susie adorable, even though she looks like a Cabbage Patch doll. Well, many moms of the chubby toddlers don't realize their babies are large for their age, and is a misperception, maybe setting the stage for their tots to grow up to be overweight or obese. A new study shows nearly 70% of moms inaccurately assessed their toddler's body size when selecting an image they thought reflected their child's overall body size. Moms of overweight toddlers were more than 88% less likely to accurately perceive their child's body size when compared to moms of toddlers with a healthy weight, study shows. Overall, more than two-thirds of moms were satisfied with their toddler's body size. More mothers of healthy weight or overweight toddlers were likely to be satisfied than mothers of underweight toddlers. Now, Aaron Hager, who's a PhD and assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore, looked at how 281 moms viewed their child's body size. Participants were recruited from the Suburban Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children in a clinic study. And they said the new findings appear in the May issues of the Archives of Pediatrics. And most moms were inaccurate in knowing their child's true body size and were highly satisfied with their child's size. Well, of course, they love their kids. They think everything's fine. So It says it's not good if the child's already at a healthy weight or overweight. Now, perceptions guide behavior. So if you desire your child to be bigger, you may encourage them to gain weight. So is a healthy baby a chubby baby, as we've always been told? Not really, Hagar says. Many people believe that a chubby baby is a sign of good parenting. But not so accurate anymore. No, a chubby baby is a chubby baby. You got a fat baby. And so you want to be careful. Overfeeding and those sorts of things. Just be careful as you watch. And go to your pediatrician on a regular basis, getting their weight checked so they can have the growth chart and all that going on, which is really important through the growth process to be able to track and see how things are going. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you, Dr. Asa?
I'm living well, man. What's up?
I'm looking for a healthy combination of beans. You know, I'm not looking to eliminate meat from my diet, but I think I want to decrease the amount of meat. And I was wondering if you knew of any combination of beans that would be real healthy and nutritious.
Well, so you want to cut down on meat? Is that what you're saying?
I just cut down on meat a little, maybe eat a little bit more beans. I like beans. You know, I've been making split pea soup recently, and, you know, I thought.
But I wouldn't really put it in a protein category. Now, vegetarians or vegans, they always put the beans in and try to mix it with the brown rice and get the complete protein and all that. It's still, I think if you're going to drop the meat and look for a better protein source, fish and eggs is a better way to go. Of course, poultry, you can do turkey, chicken, those sorts of things. And even the goat's milk yogurt has a high amount of protein in it, which is really good. But the beans, if you want to go, you can go with pretty much any of them. I mean, pintos, navies, you can go with kidneys. I love the garbanzo beans, which are chickpeas. They have a good amount of protein in them, and they're versatile. It's just one of my favorites. But I would look at that, and I would increase the eggs and the fish more than anything. If you're going to go for protein sources and you want to drop meat, that's a better replacement from a macronutrient standpoint. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, of course, diet and lifestyle related. So remember this, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It all comes down to our choices. So the choices you're making right now are going to determine so much with your health and with your life. Marlene, you're next with us. How can I help?
Yes, Dr. Asa, thanks for taking my call. I have a 15-year-old son who has been having gallbladder issues for several months. He had an ultrasound last Friday. He has a 6-millimeter gallstone with sludge in the neck of the gallbladder. He put him on Actigall and said that might help clear out the sludge, but there's no way of passing a stone that size, he didn't think. I was wondering what your ideal of this is and if taking something to help break down the proteins would work with the Actigall.
Now, do they want to remove the gallbladder?
That's what they're wanting to do, but my son is definitely against it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it just depends. Now, the stone is not blocking the duct, is it?
No, it is not at this time.
And they're worried it could move through there and potentially block it, right?
Well, they from what he told me, he didn't think you could pass one that size. I had heard you say you could do a gallbladder cleanse, and I had heard you in the past tell people to take something that breaks down the protein.
Well, yeah, two different things. And one thing to break down proteins better is hydrochloric acid or betaine hydrochloride, or proteolytic enzymes can be helpful too, and that's made from bromelain, which is found in pineapples. But as far as a flush goes, there's a gallbladder flush that's out there, and I wrote about it in my book, and it's pretty simple. I mean, you want to do freshly squeezed lemon juice, and you can also do you can mix that with freshly juiced apples, or I like to call them blended apples, and you can drink that half and half with water, distilled water, and do that over a period of 3 days. On the end of the evening of the third night, 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice and 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil is a typical cleanse, and it can stimulate the gallbladder. But I would do that with someone overseeing that.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start?
Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And that's the reality of it. It is our greatest wealth. And so what are you doing every single day to make that happen? To ensure that your health changes. Now, the reality is no one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it. You have to step up, make the decision. But at the end of the day, our bodies are amazing. They're resilient, and they can change. They're saying now children are receiving fewer antibiotics. I'm excited to see this because for so long they've been overprescribed, I think, so much. U.S. pediatricians are prescribing fewer antibiotics to children. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says since the early 1990s, there's been a 10% drop in antibiotic prescription rates for children 14 and younger, according to the CDC released Thursday. And larger declines were seen in the use of antibiotics to treat colds and sore throats. But there was little change in the use of antibiotics for ear infections, the CDC found. Even though they've been ineffective against viral illnesses, antibiotics are often used in such cases. This type of misuse can result in bacterial resistance to antibiotics. So exciting to see what they're doing now, especially when you're dealing with that. A lot of people want to know ways to drop body fat, and some of the big myth busters that are out there and some of the tricks of the trade. I'm going to tell you some keys tonight to really be able to drop the belly fat. You know, you've got to look at a couple things. One, obviously, it's the way that you eat, but also it's a buildup of certain hormones in the body. Cortisol is a stress hormone. And when cortisol is elevated, you're going to store body fat specifically around the midsection along with estrogen. So if you're estrogen dominant, you're going to be storing a lot of body fat around the midsection. A couple of keys to help eliminate that. One is conjugated linoleic acid. Usually they recommend about 6,000 milligrams a day. That was in the studies. And help drop body fat up to about 6%. Now, the other key is green tea. Green tea has been used for so long for its promoting benefits of getting rid of inflammation in the body, but also it's great for antioxidants. It's got polyphenols in it, great for prostate issues. But we also know, and strong anti-cancer, by the way, but we also know that it's great for reducing cortisol. Drinking green tea at night, decaffeinated green tea, organic green tea, usually a cup or so before bed, can increase fat-burning potential by up to 30%. So just a little trick like that, drinking green tea on a regular basis, can help reduce belly fat overall within the body. And they also have found that with drinking green tea from an internal perspective, for the gut lining, it has strong anti-cancer ability to coat the gut lining and make a big impact there. So a lot you can do with green tea. Now, another one for one of the big fat busters in the body is eating a cup to a cup and a half of beans every single day. And so we know they're rich in fiber, and of course they contain some protein, but also a decent amount of carbohydrates that are low on the glycemic scale. So they don't really have a big impact on blood sugar. But we know that beans, for the most part, have strong anti-cancer properties, but they have components in them that will actually help drop belly fat. So there's another little key that's probably right in the cupboard. And of course, you always want to go with frozen beans the first, soak them if you need to. And then, of course, the canned beans being the last. Now, they do have organic in the canned beans. You got to be careful because the BPAs that are lined on the inside of the aluminum cans. But also, at the end of the day, they're a huge piece in dropping the belly fat. Another key outside of exercise, I'm just talking about some basic things that you can do, in dropping the belly fat that we know for sure is to make sure the adrenal glands are healthy. Now, the adrenal glands are little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and they manage the body's stress levels. Cortisol is produced from the adrenal glands, so if you are producing too much cortisol, then obviously you're going to be storing more body fat than you need to. So getting those little guys under control is a big piece of it. How do you do that? Well, a couple things. The old school way to do it is, number one, you want to avoid coffee like the plague, because coffee, what it will do is it will stimulate more cortisol to be produced. Matter of fact, one cup of coffee, and this is due to the coffee bean, not caffeine. So the coffee bean itself, one cup of coffee can increase cortisol levels up to 7 hours. Now, cortisol will do a couple things. It will, excessive amounts of it will destroy muscle tissue. It will destroy brain cells. It will increase body fat. And it can cause issues with memory, potentially. So you have to be really careful with cortisol. Excessive amounts of cortisol can lead to a lot of health challenges that are not so favorable. But avoiding coffee is a big one. And it can really make a difference when you're looking for that belly fat to be controlled. And this, don't go to the decaf because it's not the caffeine. Switch over to something like green tea or a white tea. That can be a lot more beneficial to the body. So a couple of items just to think about when you're looking to drop that belly fat and getting your pituitary gland to function at a better level is always, always a good piece to do. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Now, don't ever lose hope when it comes down to that. Don't ever lose hope in the fact that you can get well, because you really can. All you have to do is make the right choices. Quote for the day comes from Oprah Winfrey. Love Oprah. She says, "What I know for sure is that what you give will always come back to you." Rick in Birmingham says, "I'm moving large appliances for a living, and I've hurt my back pretty bad. What should I do? Schedule for surgery?" I would go and make sure you get some form of evaluation with either a DO or a DC, because it's non-surgical, and see if there's anything that can be done, maybe with decompression or working on the disc, provided that it's not herniated. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. This is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.